Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard, and I will be your host for this weekend edition of the pod, this May edition of the pod. And no more beating around the bush, though. Let's get into everything baseball related from Thursday, April 30th, and a very weird day of baseball. There were two doubleheaders and then seven other matchups besides that. So 11 games in total, which we will break down, starting with the news and notes, though, as we'll punt the breakdowns in a little bit. The big story here, Brandon Woodruff was removed to the game from his start after just an inning and a third. He was pretty atrocious. The stat line didn't quite show it, but his stuff was ridiculously down. It was sitting at 85 on his fastball. So he was removed pretty much immediately. Seven ticks down from his normal velo. Absolutely terrifying for someone that's had shoulder issues and a bunch of things going on with Woodruff. This is definitely something. Maybe he just slept on it funny, and that's what we're hoping. But yeah, it's something definitely to keep in mind. We will keep you updated as information comes in. Luis Robert Jr. Hit the 10-day IL with a back injury. His status and duration is going to be also something we will be monitoring. And it's another blow for a Mets team that has just had blow after blow after blow of terrible fortune to start the year. Fortunately, those are the only two major injuries to report at the moment. A couple rehab starts and just recovery alerts. Joan Duran has had a bullpen session today. He is supposed to be back here fairly shortly. And then Addison Barger is running the bases. He will have a rehab assignment soon. The two transactions to note here are just some minor league ones, although fairly notable. George Valera, outfielder for the Cleveland Guardians, has been sent down. And Zach Maxwell, reliever and quite an interesting reliever in the Reds organization, has been called up. So some names to note there. And that does it for our news and notes, a very short segment, but that does allow us to get right back in to the 11 games here on our notable performances with the hitters. And there's only one name it could possibly be for the top hitter of the day. That's Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber today played in a doubleheader, and combining those stats, I'm going to do that here today. Combining the two games, he went 5-for-6 with two home runs, three walks, no strikeouts for Kyle Schwarber on 9 plate appearances, 13 total bases for Schwarber. He was an absolute animal, willed the Phillies to get their win today, And he was just absolutely fantastic throughout that. Absolutely astonishing day. Definitely deserving of the top hitter award. And for Schwarber, who's been a little iffy to start the year, this is really nice to see. Casey Schmidt had a really nice day, though, for the San Francisco Giants. He went 4-for-9 with 6 total bases, including a triple. Yordan Alvarez went 3-for-4 in one game and hit a home run, 0-for-4 in the second game, as we switch to the doubleheader between the Orioles and the Astros. Cam Smith went got a home run today in one of his games that he played. He has been on a horrible streak as of late, so it's very nice to see. Jeremiah Jackson hit a grand slam for the Baltimore Orioles. Isaac Paredes went 5-for-9 across the two games. So a lot of production for both sides in the Astros and Orioles couple games. Moving on now, Byron Buxton went 3-for-4 with a home run. He has been very hot as of late. Michael Garcia has not been hot at all, but he went 3-for-4 as well with a home run and got a stolen base to boot. Shea Langeliers went 3-for-4, and what's notable about this one, every single one of those hits was a double, so 6 total bases for Shea Langelier. William Contreras, not to be outdone, 4-for-4 with a home run as the Brewers absolutely thumped the Arizona Diamondbacks today. Bryce Turang helped with that as well. 2-for-3 with 2 walks. He's off to a blistering hot start to the year and sustaining it too. Moving on to the miserable Mets. The 10-21 New York Mets now had a good day from Juan Soto and surprisingly MJ Melendez, both going getting 2 hits. Soto drawing a walk. Of course, MJ Melendez going 2-for-2 with a home run. Don't pick him up. Probably. Don't even think about it. I would advise. But always something to note. CJ Abrams went 2-for-3 with a home run in a walk in that game. And Nathaniel Lau, how about Nathaniel Lau, folks? He has been exceptionally great to start this year. 2-for-3 with a home run in a walk. He is continuing to do it. Brandon Lau also continuing to do it. He went 2-for-5 with a home run in the Pirates Cardinals game today. Also, Jordan Walker, 2-for-5 with a home run. And hold on to him, folks. He's been a little cold lately, but this is a nice sign. He had 2 balls of about 113 miles an hour today. He's looking still really good. I would hold Jordan Walker. JJ Weatherholt, batting at the top of the lineup, went 2-for-4 with a home run and a walk. Alec Burleson went 3-for-5 as the Cardinals collected 14 hits against Paul Skenes and the Pirates. More on that in a bit. Gleyber Torres went 3-for-4 against the Braves today, and Ozzie Albies went 2-for-4, and pretty much the only player on the Braves to really get any sustained momentum in that lineup, as they only put up 2 runs. But Albies, don't just sell on him now. He is not turned a corner at this stage in his career. I'm guaranteeing it. But that's going to be the hitter roundup. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on all of these hitters and then some. We move on now to the starters and the pitcher of the day. This was a bit of a tricky one. There wasn't a very obvious answer, but I am giving it to Framber Valdez after much consideration, because he got 21 whiffs today. 6 innings pitched, 2 home runs off a very good Braves lineup. Both of them are two earned runs, rather. Off a very good Braves lineup, 6 hits, but got 8 Ks with no walks on 99 pitches. Very effective, very good outing for Framber Valdez, and 21 whiffs. Not something Valdez does terribly often. So he gets the Pitcher of the Day award, although in a shortened day. Paul Skenes went 5 innings, 4 earned runs, though, 8 hits, 2 home runs. Got 9 Ks with 0 walks allowed off 102 pitches. He gave it his all, and it wasn't really that efficient. Just kind of a weird day for Skenes. He got 16 whiffs. The stuff looked good. The locations were pretty solid. Just one of those times I think he got hit around a bit. It's going to hurt his ERA a lot, but he's totally fine. Christopher Sanchez went 6 2/3 innings with 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 7 Ks, 3 walks, 85 pitches. This was a pretty standard Christopher Sanchez outing, maybe even a little erratic, but definitely a very nice, very efficient outing. Despite the 3 walks, 85 pitches to get 20 outs is very commendable indeed. 31 CSW percent for Christopher Sanchez. A nice bounce back start for him. Duel against Logan Webb, who had 7 1-earned run innings with 7 hits, 6 Ks, 2 walks on 92 pitches, 13 whiffs, 29 CSW percent. This is one of those Logan Webb starts that, you know, sometimes he doesn't necessarily have it all going. The stuff was a little bit down today, but it worked out quite well because he's just able to mitigate hard contact so well. Chris Bassitt went 6 2/3 innings with 1 earned run, 7 hits, 7 Ks, 1 walk on 94 pitches on his outing against the Astros today. Lot of called strikes, not a ton of whiffs, 35 CSW percent. He was getting a lot of strikes, and it worked very well for him. Bassett's the kind of guy that can nibble around the edges, and when it works, it works. This is, you know, one of those gold star kind of outings. Andrew Abbott went 6 innings today, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 5 Ks, 2 walks, and 86 pitches. It's a good start. It's a good start. You have to say it's a good start. It is not anything that I'm going to really write home about, so I'm not going to give it any more airtime. Lance McCullers Jr., I will give airtime for this. 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 2 hits, 9 Ks, 4 walks, 99 pitches in a kind of erratic outing. He got 18 whiffs, though. 18 whiffs as he was heavily leaning on the curveball, 35 CSW percent. This is a really nice outing for Lance McCullers Jr., all things considered, honestly, when you factor in the whiffs and the strikeouts, but the earned runs are going to hurt him a bit. All that being said, don't really bother with Lance McCullers Jr. I think the fastball velocity has just decreased so much. He used to sit 95, 96. He does not anymore. He is sitting like 90 or below. So Lance McCullers Jr., I would say don't read too much into it. Freddie Peralta went 6 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 6 Ks, 3 walks, and 90 pitches. This is a Freddie Peralta start here, and just completely through and through. Michael Soroka went 3 innings, 8 earned runs, 10 hits, 2 Ks, 2 walks, 79 pitches. Just got 4 whiffs on those 79 pitches. He was actually not that bad, honestly. The pitch modeling and locations, didn't think he was absolutely atrocious. This is one where he just got knocked around and momentum got the best of him. He's been pretty good to start the year, and I don't know if this was just regression coming or if this was, you know, he was tipping pitches or anything like that. But overall, I think Soroka, I think you hold on to him here. I don't think you should write him off just on this one start. Kevin Gausman, 5 2/3 innings, 4 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 Ks, 2 walks, 94 pitches. He was pretty good until the 6th inning when he got beat around a bit. 27 CSW percent. Velo was down a tick and a half in a fairly cold Minneapolis day. Had almost no fastball whiffs, which for Gausman really hurts. The splitter was splitting. But when that fastball isn't cooking, he can be quite shaky, especially with the velocity down. So that's going to do it for our pitching breakdowns on the notable starts for today. Give the Plus Pitch Podcast a listen and check out Nick's Daily SP Roundup if you want to know more, which you already probably already check out. But now we will take a short break and we'll come back with the very brief reliever segment and then preview the day for today. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. We move on from our starters and from our hitters to talk about some relievers, and this was a very light relief day, unless you're the Brewers, but they didn't have too much to talk about, frankly. Who collected saves for our fantasy purposes? Gus Varland was gifted a save opportunity from the New York Mets. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Kyle Finnegan picked up a save for the Detroit Tigers, also gifted a save opportunity, and Jack Perkins picked up his 3rd save of the year for the Athletics. Who blew it today? Ryan Walker, not technically a blown save, but it was bad. Ryan Walker, or you know what? Actually, I am incorrect. It totally was a blown save. Yeah, he absolutely blew it. 2 earned runs, 3 hits in just getting 2 outs to do it. Bad outing to gift the Phillies a win. Isaac Mattson for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It was looking like a pretty back and forth game, and then in the 8th inning, the Cardinals put up a 5 spot to go ahead 10-5 or 10-4, a lead they would not relinquish. Joel Piamps and Jose Suarez combined to allow 4 earned runs against the Tigers in the 8th and 9th inning, respectively. Don't know why they were really giving the ball. Did not work. Victor Vodnik, Rockies. Oh my gosh. Victor Vodnik really needs to stop being given high leverage outings. This wasn't totally his fault. They were already down 2-6, but so even calling it high, or 2-4. So even calling it high leverage is kind of disingenuous, but man, another 2 earned runs allowed. His ERA is about 7.5, which is just dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. And Emilio Pagan, he does not collect the save here, but oh boy, Emilio Pagan came in with a 4-run lead, exits with a 2-run lead, and they do get the win, the Reds do, but Pagan's ERA is closing in on 5.5, and I gotta think maybe that Zach Maxwell call-up from earlier at the top of the show, maybe that puts a little bit more pressure, and that's a little crazy to say, but Pagan, that ERA at the closer position is dangerous. So that's going to wrap it up for the reliever segment. We'll go and look at today's games. But first, make sure you check out Rick Graham's weekly articles on the relievers. So today's game here on this lovely May Saturday, or Friday rather, we are going to look at a full slate of games and the top pitching matchups, as I always do. Number one is going to be the San Francisco Giants at the Tampa Bay Rays. It is going to be Robbie Ray versus Shane McClanahan. That's going to be really, really fun outing for sure. Bunch of guys with question marks and a bit of erratic pitching styles, but Robbie Ray's a really fun pitcher watching. Shane McClanahan has been surprisingly pretty good, so we'll see how long that goes. Speaking of surprisingly pretty good, Zach Wheeler versus Yuri Perez is going to be our second matchup with the Phillies at the Marlins. Zach Wheeler made his first start last week, was pretty decent. We'll see how he does against a pretty feisty Marlins lineup. And our third game here to watch is Noah Schultz versus Germán Márquez with the White Sox at the San Diego Padres. But Carson's game of the day is going to be the Kansas City Royals at the Seattle Mariners, as it goes to the top of the rotations for both of those respective teams, which means Cole Reagans versus Brian Wu. These two of the top pitchers in baseball, no question about it. Wu's been a little sluggish. Reagans has been a little sluggish. Both have flashed their brilliance and seen their stumbles. We'll see how they do here with a lot of star-studded power and skill in that lineup as well. And that is going to be the First Pitch Podcast for today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop onto pitcherlist.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Plus, good Lord, or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord PLV apps and to support the Pitcherless staff. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on Blue Sky at Carson Picard. I even have a very nice new article at Understanding BABIP Part 4 out today. So thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows, and have a great weekend. Take care, y'all.